They're obviously the defending division champs. That in your mind, you guys' mind, put the target on them as the team to beat still because of that?
No. You know, we're trying to go out there and play ball. You know, we're trying to make sure that, you know, we come on top of our division this year. You know, last year is last year. I don't feel like there was much to really battle with last year in our division. I feel like, you know, it was a weak division last year. I feel like this year is definitely up and rising. You know, we didn't get a lot of credit, you know, preseason in our division. But I think now, you know, the tables are starting to turn a little bit. And, you know, Dallas is playing good. Philly is playing good right now. And, you know, I think we're rising, and you know we're stepping up to the challenges, and we're playing some good football right now.
And Charles, when you look at your defense, do you see a decrease in the mistakes from week 1 to week 9 now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's still a lot of things, you know, we can fix each and every week, obviously. But I think what we're doing right now is we're playing more together. You know, we're playing fast. Guys are hustling to the ball a lot more, and even when there are mistakes, you know, guys are going 100%. So it's not as noticeable, but. Obviously, you know, there's still some things we need to clean up, and it's going to come with time. You know, right now, I think yesterday we got to a slow start. Then the second half, I think we pretty much played lights out, besides, you know, the big play that I gave up. But like I say, you know, the guys rallied. They had my back and, you know, played extremely well. You know, our offense played extremely well, put points on the board, and maintained the ball for the amount of minutes that they did.
It seemed when you guys got down 10, something clicked. You guys didn't make any more mistakes. The offense, I mean, was that kind of like a crisis point in the season where you guys just stepped up?
You know, we just didn't want to lose a game. You know, I mean, we're out there battling, trying to get a win at all costs. So initially it started with offense going out there and putting 7 on the board, and defense, you know, playing relentless. You know, we weren't giving up anything at that point and just trying to keep giving the offense more opportunities to put points on the boards, and they did just that.
Are the mistakes that you're referring to, are they game-specific or are they recurring?
Mistakes?
The stuff that you need to clean up.
I mean, every game is going to present its own, you know, different set of challenges. So, I mean, you're going to find mistakes on each and every team, every single game. No one's going to play a perfect game, so that happens.
Antoine, now that this is the third time you guys are facing that kind of Chip Kelly fast-paced system, do you think you maybe have more of a handle on what they want to do?
I think we had a handle on the last time we played them right.
Yeah.
You have to prepare differently. Did you guys last year prepare differently for them?
We don't know. You know, today's only Monday. We're still, you know, watching the film from last week's game. We don't know anything yet.
I'm talking about last year when you said you know you did have success against them. When you prepared for them, was it different having to prepare for that offense than maybe, you know, a more traditional offense?
It's always different. You know, each and every team you face. You know, every week is going to present its own different set of challenges.
The fact that you're going against this Giants no-huddle offense in practice, is that much of a benefit to now all of a sudden going up against the Eagles' style of offense?
You know, they're two different styles. They're two different styles, two different tempos. So, you know, one thing we do know about Philly is if you stop them, you know, you get them out of it early, out of that tempo. So you got to do a good job of going to the game and playing fast from the beginning. And, you know, hopefully getting them out of it. If they stay in it, then, you know, we know how to play against that also. So, you know, we're not worried about that tempo. You know, we have guys out here that can get it done. You know, we're in great shape. We're looking forward to the challenge.
I mean, they go fast. If you stop them, it's a fast 3-1. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's not. You know, just keep the clock running. Yeah. You know, that's our motto, man. You know, we're just trying to go out there and play ball. And you know, we're not afraid of the tempo under any means. So, you know, just go out there, go play ball.